It doesn't sound like humor material, but it's a funny book.
I always felt like at work that it was sort of like a sitcom because we worked in this glassed-in rehab clinic, and they led tour groups around the perimeter. And
the fishbowl.
Yeah, well, I used to think it felt like a fishbowl to me. But, you know, the patients and the staff always used to joke that we were animals in a zoo. It just contributed to kind of this surreal sort of feel that you had there. And even though we were seeing really devastating injuries, there was a lot of humor. And that was, I think, how we kind of coped with it all. But also, you know, the patients were all kind of young, 20-year-old people, and that's sort of how they interact with each other.
The patients in the book are actually composites of several similar real-life patients. One of the more entertaining patients is Cosmo.
He was the kind of patient that I would characterize as a difficult patient, and not difficult really because of his injuries, mostly because of who he was. He was really kind of headstrong, and he was just going to do what he was going to do, and he was never going to listen to me. And it used to just make me completely wacko.
And Cosmo was in rough shape physically.
He was in terrible shape. I just couldn't believe it. It would take like two of us just to get him into a wheelchair because he had a back brace on. He had two external fixators on his remaining leg, which are like big metal scaffolding that kind of wraps around the leg with pins that go into the broken bones. And he had his other leg was amputated but wrapped up, you know, in bandages. He had a dislocated elbow, so he had a big cast on his arm.
But that didn't stop him at all when he got a pass to leave the hospital for the day.
All the patients get a day pass where they're allowed to leave the hospital. And so most of them just kind of, they go down to the Malone House Hotel where usually their families are staying and sort of hang out there. Or maybe they go, there was a Borders bookstore nearby, they'd go there. But Cosmo decided to catch a bus and take the bus down 16th Street to the White House. He didn't actually tour the White House like I imagined he hoped, but I just thought that was nuts. He also, on his first official pass back home, he tried to go fishing. So he was fishing out the driver's side of his truck window and accidentally drove his truck into the lake.
Adele's favorite story is the one about her perfectly able-bodied coworker who decided to ride a hand cycle in the Marine Corps Marathon with absolutely no training.
So he was supposed to be an escort. So he's on this hand cycle and he got notified, I think like the night before, that he could do this. And then they gave him about 5 minutes of instruction on how to shift gears and brake. But he hadn't been on a bike in like 15 years, not to mention and he's like not athletic in any way. So the marathon takes off, and of course the patients he was supposed to escort, they're just gone, and it's just him. And there was some volunteers with the Achilles Track Club, and they're supposed to sort of be escorting the patients as well. And this one Achilles volunteer, she just noticed him, and he seemed like he was having trouble. So she decided she would help him out. But she didn't know that he was a volunteer too. Margaret was pushing him up all the hills. And, you know, in Georgetown, it's really hilly. And Jim is, like, in no way a small person. And at one point, I guess about 6 miles in, he just announced that she was about to witness a miracle and just stood up and just started pulling his hand cycle, walking along as it continued to happen. And then Jim started to refer to her as Saint Margaret and let her know that he was about to have a moment of healing.
Physical therapist Adele Levine, Bruce Allen, WTOP News.